Welcome to Leader Dogs for the Blind. Welcome to Leader Dogs for the Blind. We are happy to have you join us as a client and hope you are excited about the opportunity to increase your ability to travel independently. Training. Your training starts the morning after you arrive. The first few training sessions with your guide dog mobility instructor are called Juno training. This is when your instructor plays the role of a dog referred to as Juno. Juno helps your instructor learn more about you so they can select the best dog match. Your instructor will lead you by the harness as you begin to learn the instructions and gestures necessary to properly work with a dog. During these Juno sessions, it is important for you to act as natural as possible. This will give your instructor accurate information about your travel situations, orientation and mobility skills, walking pace, and lifestyle. Juno training is just as important for seasoned leader dog users as it is for first-time clients. 2 to 3 days after your arrival is issue day when you receive your new leader dog. Daily schedule. Your daily schedule is a busy one. It is posted in large print and braille inside the closet in your room. It is also available as a recorded message on our phone system. Other than meal times, the times listed below may vary depending on class size, the weather, and the day's activity. Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m., park, feed, and water dog. Park refers to the dog's relief time. 7:30 a.m., breakfast. 8:15 a.m., park dog. 8:30 a.m., depart for training session. 11 a.m., return from training, park and water dog. 12 p.m., lunch. 12:45 p.m., park dog. 1 p.m., depart for training session. 4 p.m., return from training, park and water dog. 5 p.m., feed dog. 5:30 p.m., dinner, water dog after dinner. 8 p.m., park dog. No more water after this park. 8:15 p.m., free time. Park dog as needed. 11 p.m., quiet time. Transition for return clients. Coming to Leader Dog for a new dog may be a difficult and emotional time for return clients. To assist during this time, we offer an optional transition grief session for all returning clients. Your room. Our residence facility includes non-smoking private rooms with private bathroom for all clients. Amenities include full-size bed with linens and pillows, bath towels, desk with chair, dresser with 3 drawers, small lock box for valuables, small refrigerator, talking alarm clock, television with streaming TV, Amazon Echo, phone, local 911 emergency and toll-free calls only. Long-distance calling cards are available for purchase in resident services. Closet with hangers, dog bed, high-speed internet access, wireless, Wi-Fi, and network cable available if needed. Vibrating alarm clock, vibrating fire alarm, and FM loop are available by request through your instructor. Please keep your room neat for both you and your dog's safety and to allow us to clean the room more efficiently. Please do not allow your dog on the bed or chairs. Emergency pull cords are located in your bathroom between the toilet and the sink and above the headboard of the bed. Telephone. Friends and family may contact you directly by dialing 248-651-9011, followed by your extension. If you are in rooms 1 through 9, your extension is 200 plus your room number. For example, room 6 extension is 2006. If you are in rooms 10 to 30, your extension is 20 plus your room number. Room 16 would be extension 2016. Phone cards are required for outgoing long-distance calls. You may bring your own or purchase one from a resident assistant. Prices and minutes may vary due to availability. Local 911 emergency and toll-free calls can be made from any phone on our property without a phone card. Linens. Bed linens are changed weekly. They can be changed more often if necessary. Towels are changed on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Additional blankets and pillows are available upon request. Free time. Facility activities. Our lounges are equipped with radios, televisions, VCRs, DVD players, talking books, guitars, and an electric piano. We also have a multimedia center with large print and voice computers. For those who can read large print, we have a CCTV and large print materials. We also offer social activities such as bingo and a pizza night, which may include snacks, soda, and prizes. Going off campus. Building a bond and rapport with your new dog in the early days of training is important to create a good foundation and provide consistency for your new dog. We recommend you only leave campus for short periods of time in order to ensure you are creating an appropriate bond with your dog. When leaving the campus, your dog must stay in your room on tie-down because training is not considered complete until the end of class. Please notify an instructor or a resident assistant before leaving the building. Please let them know where you are going and when you will be back. This request is for your safety and so we can find you if needed. We can provide you with phone numbers for local transportation and a contact number to call if you cannot return on time. Our safety gate closes at 10 p.m. Your dog is solely your responsibility. You must be here for feeding, park times, and all scheduled class activities. Please take this into consideration when planning time off campus. Worship services. We can supply you with a list of places of worship if desired. You are responsible for making your own transportation arrangements. Please contact a resident assistant with any questions regarding this policy. Visiting hours. Visiting hours are on Sundays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you would like someone to visit at a different time, please make arrangements with your instructor. Children must be supervised by an adult at all times. Exercise room. Exercise equipment is located in the gym in the basement. You may request assistance to become familiar with the equipment before using it. You must also sign a waiver before using this equipment. Tie-downs for your dog are located in the gym. If you wish to use the gym facility, you must sign out with a resident assistant and wear an emergency pendant for your safety. Security and safety. Campus security. Leader Dog has a system of closed-circuit cameras in hallways, office facilities, and kennels. You will be issued a key card, similar to major hotels, upon your arrival to access your room and exterior doors. If you go outside and forget your key card, main entrances are equipped with doorbells. Our alarms are activated between the hours of 1 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. A silent alarm will activate if any door leading outside is opened. Alarms are responded to by a resident assistant and are recorded within the system. Smoking policy. All leader dog facilities and vehicles are non-smoking. Smoking is only allowed outside of the campus building in the pavilion. Please discard cigarette butts in outside ashtrays only. For the safety of your dogs, do not throw cigarette butts on the ground. Please do not attempt to empty ashtrays. They are to be emptied by team members only. Alcohol and illegal drugs. Leader Dogs for the Blind is a drug-free zone with a zero-tolerance policy regarding the use of any illegal substances. Alcohol consumption is permitted in designated areas for those of legal drinking age. Leader Dog believes in providing a safe and healthy work environment. Although the state of Michigan has legalized marijuana for medical purposes, the federal government considers all forms of marijuana use to be illegal. Federal Law 21 U.S.C. 856 states that it is a crime to knowingly rent or make available any place for the purpose of manufacturing, distributing, or using marijuana. If you have a prescription to use medical marijuana, please contact us to discuss a personalized training program. Weapons. No weapons of any kind are permitted at Leader Dog. Non-harassment, non-retaliation. Leader Dog will not tolerate discrimination or harassment in the workplace toward any staff member, client, or volunteer on any basis, including sex, age, race, color, physical or mental disability, marital status, veteran status, national origin, and/or religion. Leader Dog prohibits the harassment of anyone through ethnic, racist, sexist, religious, age, handicap, height, weight, or marital jokes, or other derogatory or objectionable conduct. Appropriate disciplinary action will be taken against those in violation of this policy, up to and including immediate discharge with or without dog, at the sole discretion of Leader Dog. Leader Dog also strictly prohibits any retaliation against a staff member, client, or volunteer who, in good faith, has registered a complaint under this procedure. Fire evacuation procedure. Do not panic. Assume every fire alarm or indication of a fire is real and immediately leave the building. False alarms are against the law. If you discover a fire in your room, do not attempt to put it out. Pull the emergency pull cord and leave the building via the nearest exit. If you discover a fire in a common area, do not attempt to put it out. Pull the fire alarm and leave the building via the nearest exit. Do not use the elevator. If your dog is with you on leash, take it with you. If your dog is not with you, leave the building without your dog. Team members will make every attempt to recover any dogs left behind. Do not re-enter the building to retrieve your dog. Every client room exits to the park area. There are three additional exits: in the piano lounge, in the Rochester wing between the dog feed room and room 8, in the Avon wing between the dog feed room and room 23. Once you have evacuated the building, a team member will direct you to a meeting point. There are numerous other areas that are accessible to you during your training, including a gym in the basement. Do not use these areas until a tour has been provided that includes identifying the emergency exits. Remember, the best way to avoid a fire is to exercise prevention. Residence facility accommodations and meals. Resident assistance. A resident assistant is on duty throughout your stay. In the evening, the resident assistant sells stamps, distributes mail, and can write and read letters upon request. During the first 2 weeks of training, a volunteer assists with shopping. A resident assistant can make a list and collect money from you mid-week if you need the volunteer to purchase anything. Meals. We make every effort to accommodate your dietary needs and provide meals that are both pleasing and nutritional. If you follow a special diet, including medical, food allergies, or religious directives, you will have an opportunity to speak with our food service team prior to class or on the first morning of training. If you experience dietary concerns during training, please inform a food service team member. They will work with you to adjust your diet. Fresh fruit is always available in a bowl located on the piano in the lounge. If you have a special diet requiring snacks between meals, the snack will be given to you during the preceding meal. If you are ill, arrangements can be made to bring your meals to your room. Laundry facilities. Our laundry facilities are free of charge. We have two washers with automatic soap dispensers, so you don't need to bring laundry detergent unless you have an allergy, and two dryers in each laundry room. Volunteers will familiarize you with the machines, and you will be supplied with a laundry bag to use during your stay. You are responsible for doing your own laundry. Laundry machines are available Monday through Friday from 3 to 10 p.m. and all day on Saturday and Sunday. Please remove your items promptly after using the machines. Gift Shop. Leader Dog's Gift Shop has sweatshirts, t-shirts, and other items bearing the Leader Dog logo. We accept personal checks, all major credit cards, and cash. The gift shop has regular weekly hours and will be open one Sunday during class for clients only. As a Leader Dog client, you receive a 15% discount in both the gift shop on campus and online. Medical needs. Please note that Leader Dog does not employ certified medical personnel, although all instructors and resident assistants are trained in basic first aid and CPR. If you require medical attention during training, a resident assistant will make arrangements for you with a local medical facility. Please check your prescriptions prior to arrival to ensure you have an adequate supply of medicine throughout training. Some over-the-counter medications are available from a vending machine in the resident service snack area. You must know how to self-medicate, since our resident assistants are unable to help prepare or give injections of any kind, refill pill dispensers, or record any medical information. Customer satisfaction. We are always working to improve our programs and services. The best way for us to do this is receiving feedback about your experience. You will have a weekly individual meeting with your instructor during training to maintain open communication about your progress, goals, and to ensure your training needs are being met. If you have concerns that cannot be resolved with your instructor or the team supervisor, you can contact our Manager of Client Services by dialing 1160 from your room phone. You will also have a private exit interview at the end of training with a Leader Dog representative. We ask that you provide honest input and evaluation of your experiences with our organization. We also encourage you to call, write, or email us with any comments, suggestions, or concerns at any time. We look forward to meeting you and trust you will have a lovely experience improving your independent travel skills.